T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I got a man on the line. This is the voice of your Philadelphia Eagles with lots to talk about. The great Merrill Reese. Hi, Merrill.
Morning, Angelo.
All right, Merrill, I guess just let's start with Deshaun because you really, really loved calling games when Deshaun was on the Eagles, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was instant excitement. He could score at any time from any place on the field.
All right, and you got, since that happened, you got to call the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. So that will always be number one. Am I right about that?
Yes. All right. The February 4th, 2018 will always be number one. But number two, and there were a lot of them, there were the Miracle of the Meadowlands number one, and there was the Mike Quick 99-yarder in overtime from Jaworski. But number two will all, well, at this point, number two is December 19th, 2010, DeSean Jackson's walk-off punt return to beat the Giants.
All right, then why don't we listen to Merrill Reese call that electrifying play?
14 seconds to go. 31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckler. Jackson takes it at the 35. Anderson picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's let it go. DeSean Jackson. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around. And he is in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands number two.
That's a great call.
Merrill, that was an awesome call of that play. But Merrill, he's running to the end zone. This is why I can't stand the guy. He doesn't go right in. He said maybe he's gaggling around. You adjusted in the moment, but that was annoying, wasn't it?
Annoying. You know, to this day, and I've watched it so many times, to this day, there's a giant who has an angle on him, and every time I watch it, I get frightened that he's going to come out and tackle him at the one.
Merrill, I was watching it yesterday, and I kept going, oh, my God, what is he
all
doing?
All right, so, Merrill, first of all, what's your reaction to the fact that Jackson is back on the Eagles?
I think it's exciting. I think it's another great weapon. I hope that at 32 years old he can stay healthy because he does get a lot of hamstring pulls, and he has had injuries that keep him out. But if he can stay healthy, if he can give them 12 to 14 games, there are a lot of things and a lot of ways that he can help.
Right. The biggest thing that people are excited about is that he will give Carson Wentz a deep threat, which will stretch every defense. Is that also the number one reason that you love him coming back?
Well, I think he's a great weapon that way. I still think Aguilar is a deep threat, too. He's very, very fast.
Right.
They've brought in other guys to try to be deep threats, and Torrey Smith had a good Super Bowl and some big plays down the stretch, but didn't put together a great year. And, of course, they brought in Mike Wallace for that reason last year, and he got hurt early in the season. So he is a great candidate to be that deep threat. There's nobody – you keep hearing it over and over, and we've always thought this – there is nobody who tracks a ball in the air better than DeSean Jackson. He is the center fielder going back and reaching out and making that catch at the last moment.
All right. Now, Merrill, I'm trying to get to something. I called you on today because I can't answer the question I'm leading up to. I even tried Mike Quick, and he couldn't give me a good answer. Odell Beckham Jr. was traded last night by the Giants to Cleveland. Merrill, can you believe that talent never really flourished in a great opponent to the Philadelphia Eagles? Didn't you think that guy was going to haunt us for years and years?
Oh, absolutely. But I think that Pat Shurmur is probably the most relieved man in the world right now because he has been such a pain in the neck there. I mean, he just doesn't know how to behave. You never know what he's doing. Look, I've always felt that the player who disrupted this Eagles team more than anybody else. He had a great first year, and then he totally destroyed the team with Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a disaster. Yeah, he helped them go to the Super Bowl, but the next year he tore this player up, this team apart. And I think Odell Beckham, with all of his great talent, has been a negative for the Giants.
All right, so Merrill, and I'll even throw in Antonio Brown. These are all wide receivers, and they're all certifiably nuts, all right? Why? Why is that position so constantly haunted by crazy people?
Well, because they're such talented artists. They march to their own drum. See, I always say Harold Carmichael and Mike Quick are the two great wide receivers that I grew up with and watched them as I was a young broadcaster. They were the two guys who were great at their position, but were such great down-to-earth guys, and that's important. And they're, you know, the guys that the Eagles have right now, I consider Alshon Jeffrey, I know you're upset with him, but I think Alshon Jeffrey can take over a game. Yeah. You look at the way he won the Rams game. I think he's elite.
But he's not
he's
nuts.
He's not that way.
He's not crazy. So you just said you work with Mike. Mike's not crazy. Harold's not crazy. Why?
No.
These guys are in. Merrill, this Antonio Brown, how great is he? He talked his way out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably the best in the game right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other one I think about who also was a great wide receiver, who also was not a diva, was Calvin Johnson.
Yeah,
I never heard anything bad about him.
Megatron, you're right. I'm still searching. That's good. They're artists. They're different. I'll take that as a start to my answer. Let me get to some of the other stuff the Eagles did. You agree with bringing Peters back another year, Merrill, after all the injuries last year?
It gives them insurance. I like Mailata. I agree. I heard Ross Tucker talk the other day and John Ritchie. And they think a lot of him, and he is everything you want physically, but he's never been out there in a regular season game. So what Jason Peters does is give you another year of insurance. There are concerns that he can't stay on the field because he left 11 games last year. But when he's out there, he is a tremendous leader, and he's an exceptional player who will go to the Hall of Fame. So I'm fine with one more year of Jason Peters until you have the next piece in place.
All right, hold on. Now, you just helped me out with something. Because I realize a lot of people have been telling me that Jordan, the kid for the rugby player, that he is going to be a force pretty soon. And I went, well, at some point, I'm going to have to learn how to pronounce his name. It's Mailata?
Yes, three syllables. Mailata.
Mailata. Have you run that by him? Is that the way he said he wants to be pronounced? See, Merrill does the extra work. He checks on stuff like that. Jordan Mailata. I got it. Beautiful. All right. I got to ask you about Nick Foles, because today, I guess it becomes official. He's in Jacksonville. Merrill, what are your emotions about what that guy gave us, and now he's gone?
Everything. He gave you everything. I liked him. You'll remember, I liked him from the very beginning. And Nick Foles is a wonderful person. There's a guy who is anything but a diva, and when this team most needed him, he came out and led them to the greatest moment in their history, in modern history, to become the MVP of the Super Bowl. And I think he's great. I also think, of course, that Carson Wentz is the future of this team. You had to stay with Carson Wentz. And while some people say, well, wouldn't it have been great if Nick could have stayed here too, and the answer is really no, because years ago I heard Bill Parcells say something. He said, if you have two starting quarterbacks, you have no starting quarterbacks. You can't have that. It divides a team. It divides a city. Carson's a great talent. He's going to go out there and perform. And if Carson throws one interception and Nick Foles is there, 70,000 people start chanting, "We want Nick." It's not the right atmosphere for a team. Let Carson continue to grow and become the great quarterback that I believe he will become. He actually is. Right now, he's a great quarterback, just has to stay healthy. I have a lot of confidence in him. But as far as Nick Foles, he will be remembered with just great, great reverence by this fan base. And I think he'll come back one day and be inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame.
No doubt about it. Hey, Mel, last thing, since the Wentz thing came up. I'm with you right up till you add on at the end if he can stay healthy. Merrill, He's in the final year of his rookie contract now. After that, it's a lot of money. It's like $100 million, 60 or 70 of it guaranteed. What if he gets hurt this season? What happens?
You really can't deal with what ifs.
You can't.
What if anybody
I'm
gets
a
hurt?
Talk I mean, show host. What am I supposed to do all day?
Well, of course you do. But the fact of the matter is they're very confident that that back injury will heal, that it the fracture will calcify and that he'll be ready to go by training camp. And he's big and he's strong. And if you give him some protection, he should be fine. There's nothing chronic in Carson Wentz. He's had injuries. They've been unrelated. But look, every quarterback gets hurt. Aaron Rodgers, who for a certain stage of his career was the best in the NFL, he's had collarbone breaks. I mean, they all have them. Right. But I think there's every reason to believe he'll be healthy. I spoke to a doctor the other day who said there's nothing chronically wrong with him. He's big, he's strong, he's dedicated, he works out well, he has good trainers, good people around him. Give him a good offensive line, and I think they do have a good offensive line. I think he'll be fine.
You know what, Merrill? This is the first official day of free agency. I got a feeling we're going to have a lot of fun this season. Man, it's going to be a great ride this year.
I think so, too. The one position I would like to see them solidify is running back.
Okay.
I told you last year, I thought they missed LeGarrette Blount. They need that big back who can give you yards. I think if they pick somebody like Benny Snell from Kentucky in the second round, a big, tough back, you can really have something.
Merrill Reese is already at the draft. Merrill, one thing at a time. The voice of the Eagles, the great Merrill Reese. Merrill, it's always an honor, my friend. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Angelo. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, okay.
Merrill's so right about it. They need that bruising
they
running back.
They
missed
need
it
a big runner.
So much last year.
They'll get a runner. I'm not worried about that at all. In fact, I like the idea of getting a runner from the draft because the younger the legs, the better the legs. Mm. I like that as long as they don't fumble.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.